Hi guys, here we are, MMA UK News, Stoomboy as always, MMA UK BJJ show. So talking about Grapple Fest 12, we're only a couple of days away now, so it's going to be this Saturday, 21st of May now. Going to be at the usual place, Fusion Nightclub, Fleet Street in Liverpool. Now, again, we keep talking about the venue and the atmosphere. I mean, anybody that's ever been at a Grapple Fest will all say the same thing. The atmosphere is unbelievable. So, I mean, from the fighters or the grapplers walking down the stairs towards the mats, obviously their adrenaline's already pumping. And as soon as they walk in and hear the spectators making crazy amounts of noise, it just gets them pumped up even more. And it makes for some unbelievable matchups, so, which obviously this one is going to be no different. Now, in regards to ticket availability, tickets are available. Some fighters, I believe, do have some tickets left. So obviously double check with your chosen fighter. If they don't have any tickets, then you can head over to Grapple Fest Facebook page. I don't know if it's sold out yet. There's not really been any posts about it, so you might be lucky and get a ticket. Now, anybody that can't get tickets, then head over to Fight TV. Fight TV obviously has the pay-per-view. Three different payment options, a monthly, a yearly, or a standalone pay-per-view event price. Now, most cost-efficient is probably the annual subscription. So what's our UK price? About £35-£38. So absolute bargain for getting three or four Grapple Fest events throughout the year. So my next guest is going to be on the show that night. So Julia Scardone of Carlson Gracie Hull, going to be up against Kate, I hope I say her name right, Bacik, of New Wave Academy. Now, we got to see Julia at most recent SGI. She came out and put on an absolute performance. It was definitely one of the performances of the night. It was unbelievable as well watching it, because obviously Julia, we know, just had a baby, the baby Tiago, 6 months ago. Went through obviously a difficult birth, obviously C-section and so on. So then 6 months later, comes stepping back onto the mats and puts on the performance that she did, which was unbelievable. So Julia, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on as always.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
Oh, no, definitely. When I saw you were on Grapple Fest, I was like, bro, because you're on Grapple Fest as well with Owen. I know that me and you spoke the last time about let's try and get a Mr. and Mrs. event together. but this time you're going to be on the card with Owen. I mean, how is it obviously you two going to be on the same card together?
We've done competitions together before, like when we did judo. So I think it's not looking at it any different than that, to be fair. It's quite nice actually. It just reminds me of old times. So yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
Do you know the one thing as well? I mean, obviously I've seen it before where like husband or wife or boyfriend, girlfriend or whatever have been on the same card and they always want to try and outdo each other. So we're going to see a little bit of rivalry competition going on Saturday night.
Well, I think me and Owen are very competitive, to be fair. So yeah, I don't know, me probably more than him. I don't think he's too bothered, to be fair, but I'm like, well, I want to get the big throw this time, but we'll see
who gets the quickest takedown or quickest submission and stuff like that. So
we'll start putting bets between me and him, I think.
definitely. And we got to see a glimpse, as I said, you at STI, and as I said, it was quite funny because I mentioned the very Owen-esque like, so because it was at points where obviously Maria kind of sat down and you were kind of stepped back like, no, let's go. And as I said, Owen, as we know, does exactly the same thing whenever anybody pulls guard. He's like, no, come on, let's get back up.
I think it's not on purpose. Yeah. Because like when you look at it from the outside, it seems quite like, almost seems a little bit rude really. But when you're in the moment, you don't mean to. Just like, fucking hell, get off, come on. Yeah. But you know, you don't mean it in a horrible way. It's just like an automatic thing. Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's the judo thing as well. I mean, obviously, you've trained all your life doing judo, and it's all about the takedowns and so on. So, obviously, whenever you step onto a jiu-jitsu mat, majority of people, as soon as they know, obviously, obviously a black belt, well, as soon as they know it's Giulia Scardone or an Owen Livesey, they straight away they're going to pull guard on you. So as it can be frustrating because, as you said, you want to have a highlight reel, takedowns and things like that. So, but it doesn't always happen.
It can be done the same way, though. So just as much as get someone to stand up, they could throw me onto my head as well. So I think it just makes it entertaining for people watching, to be fair. I think two people standing up, it can go just as bad for me. You know, I could be the one on my back. So, but I just think it's a little bit more fun.
Yeah. How did you feel then after it? Because obviously, as we mentioned, obviously 6 months, obviously I had baby Tiago 6 months ago, obviously went through a difficult birth, obviously been going through the pregnancy and so on. So it was a while since you last competed. So how did you feel then, obviously stepping back onto the mat after such a long period out?
Do you know what? It felt really natural, and it just felt like it was a bit of fun for the first time, you know, like whereas before I used to put a lot of pressure on myself with judo. You know, there was people that used to financially help me with going to judo competitions. So I used to always go out to competitions thinking, I need to make this person proud. I've been training so hard. I need to meet certain criteria. I need to make sure that, you know, I bring something back to the table so that I can keep getting trips and stuff. Whereas this time it was, I'm literally just doing it because it's a bit of fun. I'm doing it because, like, the hard part of my life is sort of like being a mom and, you know, working and doing bits here and there. So the fighting bit of my life now, it's the fun part. Yeah. So it was actually like, I didn't feel nervous. It was just a bit of fun. I went with a really nice group of boys and they were just making me laugh the entire trip. And when we were there, we were watching Owen as well because he was fighting at ADCC. So it was actually a really nice trip. It was relaxing. It was nice to get back out there fighting and seeing that I've not really lost it.
As it was definitely a great performance. I mean, people talk about, obviously they talk about ring rust or mat rust and stuff like that. But I mean, for you, that's never going to be a thing because, I mean, you're always training. You're always in the gym. Baby Tiago's in the gym with you and so on as well. So, but you're always there and you're always training, not just training, like, because you know that some people train, but other people train hard. And you guys at Carlson's definitely are the latter. You train harder than, I mean, some of the roles in the gym that I've seen almost look like competition roles, where nobody backs down, you're all going at each other, and it shows in the competition results that you guys have.
We've got a very competitive bunch, definitely. But I think the way that me and Owen have always trained in judo, I think he's done really well to sort of pass it on to the club now. And I don't know if I've said this before, but the way he coaches is very similar to the way that our coach used to coach down south at Camberley Judo Club. We had Luke Preston as a coach, and he's the best coach I've ever worked with. Absolutely amazing coach. And they're very, very, very similar with the way that they're like, I can't explain properly, but you're almost a little bit scared of them. So you're kind of like, you want to train really hard all of the time because it's a good scare. You want to impress them. And he is so, so similar to the coach that we used to have. And when I see the way he coaches the lads, I feel like calling Luke and saying, you've trained him really well, because he's, you know, the style of training is so similar. If he has used Luke as a mirror of how to coach to get people to train hard, really, really hard, then that's been successful.
Yeah. It's quite funny as well, because I get messages from Carlson Gracie guys all the time. A couple of times they messaged me saying, oh, Stoom, when are you coming down? We can't wait to throw you, or we can't wait to coach you, and things like that. And I'm like, what?
That's not a good invite.
But is it? No, do you know what? Because I do have a bit of back and forth with them. As they'd, I've met a few of them at, and they say, look, come down, we're going to smash you, we're going to do this. And I'm like, oh, here we go, I'm going to do the same thing. So it's a bit of friendly banter, but I love that where I go into a gym, because as I said, I've been to many gyms, and you're probably the same, where they train for an hour. There's no like rolling, there's no positional sparring. It's just, we'll show you three moves and then you go home. Whereas to go to a gym where everybody's training hard and you're pushing, I love that. When I first started training, the gym we trained at, you know it's been a good session when there's condensation everywhere and it's just smoke and you can't see nothing because of obviously the condensation in the air. And that's when, and we see that every picture you guys take where it's just crazy. The mats are soaking wet and and I love that kind of stuff. That's absolutely brilliant. So
yeah, no, every session is, everyone really pushes themselves.
Yeah.
And so many different levels, and you know, everyone knows how to spar with each person that they go with, and everyone gets 100% out of each role that they do. So we've been really lucky with the people that we've attracted to this place, because it's a bunch of really hardworking people, they're making the place better every day.
Definitely. And then what about Grapple Fest 12 then? So obviously Grapple Fest 12, how did you find out then that you were going to be on the show?
So I think Owen got a message. I think Chris might have messaged Owen and said, we've got this match. I wondered if Julia would take it. And it's 65 kilos, I think. And I'm a bit lighter than that. I'm about 60. I didn't know who it was. I didn't know anything. And Owen was like, do you want it? And I was like, well, it's quite a big show, isn't it? I don't know if I'm ready, or I don't know. What do you think? And he was like, well, it's just a 10-minute match, isn't it? And like the way he says things, it kind of convinces you straight away, because nothing's too hard. So it was like, you know, you've done harder things than that before, so it's 10 minutes. What, do you want it? And I was like, oh yeah, fuck it, we'll do it. Yeah. So we said yeah. And I'm not sure when it was that I knew who I was fighting. Maybe it was straight away. I can't remember. But so it was like that. It was kind of like, well, you've done something harder than that before, so do you want it? And I was like, yeah, fuck it, might as well.
Yeah. And you've been at, I mean, obviously been on before. You've been there and you've seen how everything goes and so on.
Yeah.
So you kind of know what to expect when you get there, which is a bit different from maybe people that have been on the show before, where they've never been, they've never seen what goes on, they've never seen the setup. So they get a bit, because you know yourself when you walk out, and especially that crowd in Liverpool, you walk out and it's just crazy, which can put a lot of people off. Whereas walking out, I say, because you've seen it, you know what's coming and you're going to be ready and pumped up, ready to go for it.
I said from the start, so when Owen did the first show ever, I think his sister was there as well, and his mum and my parents were there. And I said to the whole family, I was like, I'm never going to do anything like this. Like, this is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. Because in judo, you go to some big, like, big tournaments where there are people watching, but they're never that close to you. It's always, like, quite higher up in the stands. So you don't really take notice of people. And I said, on that day, I said to them, hands down, I will never do anything like this, like, ever, because this is the scariest thing ever. Like, forget about the fight. It's just, look at these people so close to you. Yeah. Here I am now. So I don't know how that happened.
Well, that's the thing. Never say never. Definitely never say never. As I said, these things have a habit of coming up. But as I said, it's going to be brilliant to see you. As I definitely enjoyed your matchup at STI. So, and obviously Grapple Fest is just on another level. So, and again, your opponent, Kate, awesome grappler as well, MMA fighter. And Kate's one of these people, again, that when we spoke earlier, she's not going to pull guard. So Kate's one of these people that will come forward, just like you're going to come forward as well. So it's going to make for an awesome matchup. And again, potential. I'd say that once it got announced, I remember putting a post up and said, this is fight of the night, guaranteed. Right. So, and there's a lot of great matchups on this card already, but this one for me is going to be the standout. So, so it's going to be great for you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think, like I said to you earlier, I think standing up when two people are up for a scrap standing, it's just class. Yeah. Like, it's entertaining for everyone watching, and the more you get into the fight, the better it is for you, and the more hyped up you get. And like, I've done judo before, so I'll always say that standing is best, but I just think it's so entertaining for everyone else. Everyone wants to see someone flying. We don't care who it is, but someone's got to go. So, yeah, hopefully it's going to be a really good fight for everyone to watch.
A Mr. and Mrs. highlight reel, hopefully on Saturday night. So, and then obviously going forward then, so Grapple Fest 12 is going to be your main focus. I know you've got Enyo lined up in 20th of August, I believe, in Southampton. What about you? Anything else that you're looking to do going forward for the rest of the year?
I'm just looking to, I'll just do whatever really. I'm just having fun with it. Obviously I've got Tiago as well, so he is always my main focus with absolutely everything. He is a good baby, so it's easy for me to train, and I've got the support. Like, my mum and dad are amazing. Owen's amazing. So Owen's family are amazing. So we've got that support network there that allows me to train. Yeah. But I'm just doing, you know, I'm just taking each day as it comes and seeing how everything goes, just literally having fun with it. You know, I've got my own business that I'm building up as well. I'm teaching judo in schools, so I want to grow that side of things as well, and, you know, feed kids from schools into our club to keep that going and help with the club as much as I can. So yeah, it's just, you know, competing wise, I'm just having fun. I'm literally just kind of, I don't know, I feel like I'm showcasing what I've done since I was 5 years old rather than what I've done in the last, you know, 3-4 years. So yeah, it's a bit of fun, and I've got a lot of other aspects of my life that I'm focusing on as well.
Definitely. And the women's open mats as well. I mean, anybody that wants to head over and train, because again, the women's open mats are very popular. Because again, anytime you see, like, you'll see it. You've been around for a number of years, but you go to gyms and only be like maybe two or three women on the mats at any one time. But then when we see your open mats and some of the open mats that you attend, I mean, they're well represented.
Yeah, I mean, I try and travel as much as I can. I think that comes from judo, you know, doing training camps away and stuff like that. I really, really believe that you're only going to be a good fighter if you travel, if you're training with different people, if you're, you know, learning from different coaches and stuff. So I've carried that over from judo to here as well. And yeah, I just try and visit as many places as I can. If I get invited to any women's only sessions, I try and make it. And, you know, as long as I possibly can, I'll always keep these sessions going because, you know, it's the best way for us all to get better together. Training together and beating each other up.
Baby Tiago goes as well. We said this the last time. He's always a highlight of the open mat because he gets so much attention. So
he'll be loving it.
I know
he loves it. I think he enjoys these sessions more than anyone that comes because I literally forget that I have a baby for that hour because he's getting passed on from hand to hand to hand, and he's not crying and he's quite happy. So he's in his absolute element.
That's brilliant. I say I love watching the pictures and seeing the videos you put up and Owen putting up as well. Obviously Tiago, it seems like Tiago, obviously, I mean, he's everybody in Hull gets to see him, but we get to see him on social media, and we've seen him growing up, obviously, from being before he was born to where he is now, and we're going to see more of him coming up throughout the years. So yeah, definitely keep the pictures coming. We absolutely love them.
I will do.
And then final thing for you then, Julia. So again, anybody you want to shout out to. So the usual friends, family members, teammates, anything like that.
Always family. You know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to be doing half of the things that I'm doing at all. And all of my teammates, especially the girls at our club, they're the most supportive group of girls ever. So, you know, when it was a little bit scary for me to get back out there and stuff, they were always encouraging and yeah. So we've got a little group of girls, but they are always here. They're getting really, really good. And, you know, watch out for them because they're going to get better than me eventually. So, you know, they'll be out there as well.
Definitely. And then one person you forgot to mention, the person that got you onto SGI was Marina Mavru.
Oh, yeah.
Marina, Women Who Fight. So I know that Marina, obviously, convinced you to take the SGI or to go on SGI. So
yeah, no, do you know what? I always Marina and Shanti, amazing. Yeah. Like literally the biggest hype girls in the entire world, and like what they're doing for women who fight, and you know, everything that they do for girls in this sport. Yeah. It's like I'm mesmerized by them all the time. Literally, when I grow up, I want to be like Marina and Shanti.
yes. No, listen, they do absolutely wonderful things. As they're great people as well. I mean, really, really great people. I managed to get, obviously, talking to Marina, and even after a match, I mean, a match didn't go her way, but she always, because obviously, when you go out and you fight, whether you win or you lose, you obviously take some time to yourself. But she, after the match, like, oh, Stoom, how you doing? And she spent ages talking to me in Grapple Fest before she went and got drunk.
Amazing.
Before she went and got drunk, she said, Stoom, I'm going to go get drunk, and that's me.
She's the type of person that you want to be like, because that's how you want to handle a loss, isn't it? That's, you know, and it's not that much of a big deal. It's just a grappling match, you know, win or lose. Whether you win, it's not that much of a big deal. In 3-4 days, people are going to forget about it. It doesn't actually matter. I think, like, she handles it like an absolute queen. So when she wins, it's like, fucking hell, that's amazing. When she loses, I get the same feeling. I'm like, you know what? That's amazing. I want to lose like that. Like, I want to handle myself like that every time I lose. Yeah. So, absolute queen.
Definitely. Big shout out to Women Who Fight. So listen, here we go, guys. We're going to have Julia Scardone, Carlson Gracie Hull, going to be up against Kate Bacik. I hope I said her name right. She'll tell me later on, because we're speaking to her later on if I got it wrong. I'm sure she will tell me. So, New Wave Academy. So, going to be this Saturday, 21st of May. Ticket availability, I'd say double check with your chosen grappler, or head over to the Grapple Fest Facebook page. Anybody wanting the pay-per-view, head over to Fight TV and you'll be able to get the details directly from there. So Julia, listen, always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me on again. Really appreciate it.
No problem. But listen, I won't be there on Saturday. I've got a wedding to go to. But listen, enjoy your night. I'm sure you will. And listen, I'll catch up with you soon, all right?
Yes, we'll do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
See you later.